Okay, so first of all, we haven't learned like in a while, so I quite honestly wasn't exactly sure what we were up to, and I probably should have given some slightly more extensive makoros, although I don't know. My guess is let's start from Yud-Zayin Amud Aleph Amar Rabba. Does that make sense? Is that, or should we begin a little bit later? How far did you get, Hevra? I mean, I know I said just like read Gemara, but how far did people get in the Gemara?
We got to the top of where you assigned to, so
We got to the top of
Yud
your
Chet Amud
testimony.
Aleph.
You did all that. How far did we get in the shir last time? Did we do all this one Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? Like, does anyone remember
We
how?
did Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, but we didn't get all the way through Bet.
Okay, so I
But
think
I think
maybe
we
also
could.
hadn't
discussed the Tosfot on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph.
The bottom toast votes. Okay, so maybe we'll do that tonight and we'll see how far we can get. And again, my apologies for just like not being focused when I gave out Makoros. Let's begin. Amar Rabba. It's Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. It's like 8 lines after the Gemara begins. Amar Rabba. Hey, so Rabbah walks into the Beis Medrash and he finds the students in the Beis Medrash. He finds the Rabbanan de Bei Rav, and they're saying that Avir pasuls bishlosha, but Schach pasul pasuls ba'arba'ah. Meaning, if I have airspace in the sukkah, and the airspace is 3 tefachim wide, that invalidates the sukkah. But if I have invalid schach in the sukkah, so the invalid schach passes with 4 tefachim, passes ba'arba'ah with 4 tefachim. Airspace is more of a problem than pasul schach, and most Rishonim understand the reason for this is perception. That if you have a gap in the sukkah, you have 3 tefachim of airspace. And Tosfos comments that we're talking about a situation that the 3 tefachim of airspace goes across the sukkah in a way that I no longer have 3 kosher sukkah walls. So if I have, right, let me try to share a screen because Tanya requested that we video it so that we share screens. But basically, if this is a sukkah, if I have 3 walls over here, correct? Perfectly kosher sukkah. If I have 3 tefachim of airspace like this, so then, right, my 3 tefachim of airspace separate A from B. So from the perspective of A, I don't have a kosher sukkah anymore because I only have 1 wall, 2 walls. From the perspective of B, I don't have a kosher sukkah anymore. I only have 2 walls. So therefore, right, the halacha of avir, which passes a sukkah, is only in the expression of the Rishonim. Tosfos says it's avir haholech midofen ledofen. It's only when the air goes clear across from wall to wall, and it makes it that you don't have 3 kosher walls of the sukkah. But therefore, if I have something like this and the avir goes this way, so then what would happen is this is still going to be kosher, no? Because I still have 3 walls, 1, 2, 3, right? I still have 3 walls. This will still be a kosher sukkah. This area out here won't be good. But the area where my check is going to be a kosher sukkah. That's basically the halach of avir. The halach of schach pasul is, let's say I have the same thing, but instead of airspace bifurcating the sukkah or dividing the sukkah, I have pasul schach. I have some metal poles. So metal poles pasul the sukkah if I have 4 tefachim of metal poles. With the avir, it's 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim means that it's no longer lavud. Right, lavud, anything less than 3 tefachim, the halacha views it like it's combined. But if it's schach pasul, then they have four tefachim, not three. So far, so good. This is the first point in the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. So Rabba says he walks into yeshiva and he hears that they're saying that schach pasul is four tefachim. The amina lehu ana, but I told them that avir deposel b'shloshem minalachu. How do you know that avir is no pasuls if you have three tefachim? You know it, etnan, because of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah being our Mishnah on the top of Amar Aleph. Hirchik es hasikuch min hadafanos shlosha tefachim psula. Right, the Mishnah says that if the schach is three tefachim away from the walls, it's going to be pasul. So that tells me that three tefachim of airspace pasuls. Right, that's in our Mishnah. So if that's the case, so read our Mishnah that schach pasul nami lo lipso ela ba'arba amos. Right, Rabba says that schach pasul should be arba amos, four amos, not four tefachim. Again, four amos would be 24 tefachim instead of four tefachim, no? There are six tefach in an amo. So that's a considerable difference. Basically, what Rabba is saying is that if you're using our Mishnah as the source, since schach pasul should be a problem with arba amos, ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, bayis shenifchas v'sikech agabov, if you have a house that has the hole in the middle and you put schach on top of the hole, im yesh ben haslinkoch lekotel arba amos psula. If you have four amos between the schach and the wall, it's going to be pasul. Right? This is our halacha that we encountered. Right? Let's say this is four walls. And I have, right, we spoke about this, like the Od Chassidisha Beis Medrash, right? And I have like a hole in the middle. I fill this hole up with schach. So all this area has schach. If there are four amos, right, between the schach and the wall, or more than four amos between the schach and the wall, then it's going to be pasul. Less than four amos is going to be okay. That's the regular halacha of Dofen Akuma. That's the regular halacha of crooked walls, that the halacha views this entire area like it's a curved wall that we spoke about many times. Comes along Rabba, and Rabba says, well, one second, if you're using our Mishnah as the source of how much pasuls, so just like in our Mishnah, we see that three tefachim of airspace pasuls, that should also tell me that schach pasul, right, which is basically all of that space from the wall until the schach, right, the schach pasul should pasul with four amos. So Rabba says that you have four amos, not four tefachim. So the Amrili, and they said to me, right, the students in the yeshiva reported back to me, they said, bar mina dahahi, de Rabbi Shmuel amri tarvayu, yishum dofen akuma nag uba. The students in the yeshiva respond to me that the halacha of four amos is a halacha of dofen akuma, is a crooked wall. Effectively, what this means is as follows. Right? The students in the yeshiva, the Rabbanan de Beirav, they say that the psul is going to be three tefach of avir. That everyone's going to agree with. And they're going to say that's four tefach of bad schach. Right? Schach pasul is four. Right? That's the Rabbanan debate, Rav. Rabba says no. Rabba says that schach pasul is a halacha of four amos. The Mishnah says four amos also. So what do the Rabbanan debate, Rav, say? So Rabban de Beirav says, that's a special din. That's a din of Dofen Akuma. That's a halacha that when the pasul schach is right next to the wall, that's like a crooked wall. Rabba, right? And if you look at Rashi, two lines on the bottom, Rabba tells us that there is no such bird, mammal, animal, fish, fowl. There is nothing called Dofen Akuma. It does not exist. Rabba says there is a halacha of 4 amos of invalid schach, which is still kosher. The rabbanan and the beirav, the students in yeshiva, say no. If it's next to the wall, that's a rule of dofen akuma. But if you have pasul schach in the middle of the sukkah, they say in that case it's going to be a din of 4 tefachim. So if I have, this is all sukkah, and I have in the middle, I have a couple of metal poles. So according to Rabba, these metal poles are only a problem if it is 4 amos. But the students in the yeshiva say these metal poles are a problem if it's 4 tefachim. That's basically, actually I drew it the wrong way, but okay. Because right? Let's assume that there is no, it has to say that there's no fourth wall over here. Right? Fine. It's got to be there's only 3 walls. And then you have the fine. Right? Because again, like we spoke about before, the reason why it's going to be puzzles is because you don't have 3 sukkah walls anymore. So that's the Gemara. I'd say simple, but it's not that simple, but it's relatively straightforward that the machlokas Rabba and the Chachamim is whether there is a halacha of Dofen Akuma, and translated into practical halacha, whether schach puzzle is a din of 4 amos, or is schach puzzle a din of 4 tefachim. So far, so good?
Can I ask a very basic question?
I'll give you permission. Okay.
Dofen Akuma, does that have a measure of 4 amos to it? I can't remember a shear going with Dofen Akuma.
So Dofen Akuma is 4 amos. That's really what our Mishnah says, right? Bayis shenifchas, right? The top of the Mishnah, you'd sign them enough. Bayis shenifchas is sikei chagabov. If you have 4 amos, it's puzzle. Dofen akuma is halacha 4 amos. The question is, when our Mishnah said 4 amos, is our Mishnah telling me a measurement of schach puzzle, or is our Mishnah teaching me a new halacha called dofen akuma? That's unrelated to the din of schach puzzle. And that's basically the Gemara so far. The amin alahu ana. Now is when it gets a little complicated. Right? This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines on the bottom. V'amin alahu ana, Rabba says, I respond to them. And now Rabba is using Talmudic logic. Okay, here's Rabba's logic. Ma'ilu ika schach pasol pachos me'arba'a v'avir pachos mishlosha. My shera. Right? If I have a situation that I have 2.9 tefachim of air, right? This is 2.9 of air. And then next to it, I have 3.9 of metal beams of pasul schach. So let's have this thing, 2.9 of air, 3.9 of pasul schach. So Rabbi says, I tell everybody, amin olano, I say, ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos me'arba'a, v'avir pachos mishlosh. If I have this exact scenario, 3.9 of pasul schach, 2.9 of air. So my, it would be k'shera, right? What would be the halacha? The halacha is k'shera, right? He's saying, okay, won't you agree? Right? It's like one of the tricks that they teach you in debate. No? Wouldn't we all agree that? Right? So they're like, yeah, Shera, got it. So Rabbi says, well, Mauye Bishpudin, Mai. Let's say what I do is I add 1 tefach of a metal pole over here. So now instead of 2.9 airspace, now I have 2.7 airspace, and I have 4.1 of pasul schach, right? Because I add 1 metal beam over there. Mal yibishpu demai. So in that case, the halacha would be psula, right? He's like leading them on. If you add in, what's it called? If you add in one metal beam, it's going to be puzzle. So then Rabbi asks, but v'lo yehei avir haposel b'shlosha kisrach puzzle haposel ba'arba'a? Shouldn't it be that the avir, which is puzzle with three, should be like the srach puzzle, which is posel with four? Now, this line is hard to read, but effectively, if I understand it correctly, what he's saying is like this. What is more stringent in halacha? Is avir more chamor or is srach puzzle more chamor?
Avir.
Avir, right? Because avir is three tzvachim and srach puzzle is more than that. So now, in this case, I had kosher until now. I add something that is less chamor into the miskeret. I add srach puzzle, which is less stringent. And now, how is that going to make it puzzle? Right? That's Rabba's question. He says, it was kosher until now, right? It was 2.9 tefachim of airspace. It's kosher. 3.9 is chach puzzle. It's kosher. So now you add in one more stick. That one more stick shouldn't be able to invalidate the sukkah. It shouldn't be able to invalidate the sukkah, that one extra stick. Because lemaisa, if it was kosher when it's avir, and avir is more chamor, so now that I have an extra stick, which is less chamor, it should certainly be okay. That's Rabbi's taina. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi says, when all is said and done, obviously, because this scenario makes no logical sense, so I have to say, comes along Rabbi, that I'm right, and the halacha of schach puzzle is the halacha of four amos, not four tefachim. Because if the halacha is four tefachim, you end up in this absurd place. That when it was 2.9 tefachim of airspace and 3.9 of schach puzzle, you add a teeny bit, that will make it worse. That's absurd. That makes no sense. So therefore, obviously, the halacha is that schach puzzle is invalid only with four amos, not four tefachim. Right? That's Rabba's argument. So the students, they don't fall for this so quickly. The Amruli, it's like seven lines from the bottom. The Amruli, so the students respond to me, Ihachi, Lidi Dachnami de Amrit, Schach Puzzle Poso by Arba Amos, Ma Ilo Ika, Schach Puzzle Pachos me Arba Amos, the Avir Pachos Mishlosha, Mai Ksheira, Maui Bishbuda Mai Psula, as they say, that according to you also, we have the same problem. Let's remember, four amos is 24 tefachim, okay? So let's say I have 23 tefachim of schach puzzle, right? And I have 2.9 tefachim of avir. So right now it's kosher, correct? But if I add one extra stick, so now I have 2.7, let's say, of avir, and now I have 25 tefachim of schach puzzle. That's going to tilt the scales to be puzzle. So the same absurdity that you, Rabbi, created for us, we're going to throw it right back at you. That same absurd thing, that how could it be that avir, which is more kal, excuse me, how could it be that avir, which is more chamur, should be okay? But then when you add the extra schach puzzle, which is more kal, then it becomes a problem. That's absurd. That can't be. The same question, Rabba, that you asked on us, we could ask that same question back to you. So Rabbi says, no, you're misunderstanding. But Amin Alehu Ana, right? Rabbi says, I responded as follows. Hi, Mai, what are you talking about? Bishlam Alididi da Amina Arba Amos. Mishum shi'ura velo shi'urahu. Hailav shi'urahu. Kevan delo shavu shi'urayu la'adadi lo mitzdarfu. Elo lididchu da'amitu shi'ur mishum haflaga mali ispilig mischach pasol mali ispilig mischach pasol va'avir. Okay, did anyone chap this line or these seven lines of the Gemara to explain it? This is the real hard part. These lines of the Gemara that we just read is the this is the hard part. Does anyone want to try to take a stab and explain this? Rachel is smiling, which might mean that means that I should not say anything. Okay, got it. We'll strike that from the record. So what Rabba is saying is like this. The halacha of four amos is a shi'ur. Right? The halacha of four amos is derived from when you have the schach puzzle near the wall, a halacha that some people call dofen akuma. But that's basically, it's a way of saying that there's a minimum amount of schach puzzle that creates a problem. Schach puzzle, there's a din of four amos. The halacha of avir is not a halacha of schach puzzle. Avir is a halacha in, it's a gap. If you have airspace that goes across the sukkah, that creates a gap. That tells me that part A can't connect to part B. Comes along Rabba, and Rabba says, therefore, for me, there is no problem. Remember, we're talking about this reductio ad absurdum case, the case of you're right beneath the threshold. You have schach puzzle at 23 tfachim, you add a little bit more. How could that create a problem? So Rabbi says, oh, I'll tell you how you can create a problem, because you're creating a problem because right now you have a shi'ur, and now you have 25 tfachim of schach puzzle. Right? Four amos, 24 tfachim, now you have one extra tfach. That's a shi'ur. According to you guys, however, there's a reductio ad absurdum, says Rabbi. Because what you're arguing is that the halacha of three tfachim of airspace and the halacha of four tfachim of schach pasol are fundamentally the same din. These are fundamentally different examples of gaps. You can have a gap of air, and you can have a gap in the sukkah because it's invalid schach. But on a certain level, they are the same halacha. So when I'm talking about a din of gaps, so then I have the question of absurdity. How could it be that until now it was 2.9 tfachim of air, 3.9 tfachim of pasul schach, just because you add a little bit, how can that make it worse? Right? The reason why that question is a real question is because on the fundamental level, that 3.9 of pasul schach and that 2.9 of airspace are operating based on the same logical principle. And that logical principle is called gaps. But Rabba says, according to me, it's not an issue, because once I'm saying that the shear, that the measurement is four amos rather than four tfachim, that means that the reason behind schach pasul is not based on gap. It's a shi'ur. Chazal say there's a minimum amount of schach pasul that creates a problem. And whenever you have a minimum amount, if you have it, it's a problem. You don't have it, it's not a problem. So the question of absurdity doesn't play a role, says Rabba, according to me. Dr. Tanner, how are you?
Good, how are you? I get that, but I think if you have the principle of the gap, why do you need the whole idea of the shipudim? Why can't you say mitztarfin, just the avir and and the not the pasul schach, if they are in the same principle, they would, like, I don't understand why you need that, whatever you want to call it, the game of adding the shipudim, because in that explanation of Talmidei the Rav, it's a problem anyway.
So if I understand correctly, what you're asking is that if it's a halacha of gap, so then I have 2.9 tefachim is not a gap, right? But then I have any tiny amount of schach pasul, so now I have a gap more than 3 tefachim. It should be a problem.
Right.
So I think the idea is that there's a fundamental principle called gaps, but in people's perception, a gap of airspace is 3 tefachim. In people's perception, a gap of schach pasul is 4 tefachim. And because people perceive them as being different, so therefore we won't combine the two. If you walk into my sukkah and you see I have 2.9 tefachim of airspace and I have 3.9 tefachim of pasul schach, you'll say, oh, there's no gap that's dividing your two halves of the sukkah. Because the issue of gap is one of perception and people don't perceive it as a problem.
So the language of Metzarfin only works if you add the not kosher stock to the avir?
Yeah. In other words, they won't, even though conceptually they're coming from the same place, but I won't be mitztarif the two. I won't combine them because people won't think to combine them. But nonetheless, I have this question of absurdity that how could it be that until now I had avir, which is more chamur, and it was kosher, and now I have schach pasul, which is more kal, and it becomes a problem. It's like, that's the riddle that Rabbah's bothered by. But according to Rabbah himself, it's not a problem, because the 4 amma measurement and the 3 tefach measurement are based on 2 completely different logical principles. That's how the Gemara is understood according to Rashi. Now, I sent you to Rabbeinu Chananu very briefly. Rabbeinu Chananu has like a totally different religion than this Gemara. He says that just the measurement of amos can't combine to the measurement of tefachim. That's why Rabbeinu Chananu says it. It's like in my Gemara, it's like the 3rd and 4th line. He writes, the avir shiru b'tefachim, right, on Amid Beis, Yudzayin Amid Beis, 3rd, 4th line from the top. The avir, the measurement is in tefach, and schach pasul, the measurement is in amot. And just like what we learned in elementary school mathematics, when things are in different units, you can't combine them. So I can't combine a unit called tefachim to a unit called amos. That's the way Rabbeinu Chananu understands the Gemara. This, for me, is a head scratcher, because tefachim and amos are not 2 separate units. Like, they tell you in elementary school, you can't combine apples and oranges. Yeah, apples and oranges are taka different. But tefachim and amos is the same unit, right? Just that an amma is, it's like, can you combine a penny and a quarter? Absolutely. Pennies and quarters are part of the same unit, right? Make sense? I might not be able to combine a penny and a peso, or a penny and a shekel. Those are different units. Okay, Sina, I threw in Shkolin, just in your honor. Okay, but that's the basic idea. So the Rabbeinu Chananu, I don't understand. Oh. So let's just read the Gemara again.
Can I ask a quick question about this idea of gaps?
Yeah.
I'm having a real problem understanding pasul schach as being equivalent to a gap. So, for example, if we go to this, 2.9 of avir and 3.9 of pasul schach, there has to be lavud happening to the pasul schach, right? Like, it's not a gap within the schach.
I don't think there's lavud that's happening. When I say gap, what I really mean is this something that divides the sukkah into 2 separate units? That's what I call gap. So avir of 3 tefachim divides the sukkah into 2 separate units. Schach pasul of 4 tefachim, if you hold 4 tefachim as the shear, divides the sukkah into 2 separate units. And once the sukkah is divided into 2 separate units, so memela, right? I don't have three walls anymore, and it's not going to be a kasher sukkah anymore. That's why we've been drawing the picture the whole time. Mm-hmm. Did I answer your question, Dr. Lang?
It's more that, like, when you have
them both very formal, yeah.
when you have them both adjacent, though, like basically what we're saying, like the way that you had it drawn before, the principle of lavud is still present between what is kosher schach and the pasul schach, even though there's a veer between them. Like this is what I'm saying.
So when I had here, like in this scenario,
in this example, yeah,
if this is avir, right? So avir less than three tfachim is lavud. So therefore, I combine this side with this side, and it's all the same sukkah.
Right. So then, if to the left of the avir is my pasul schach,
so that my pasul schach means that I can't, if I have four tefachim of pasul schach, let's say, that means I can't combine side A with side B anymore, because there is a, I'm using the word gap just for lack of a better term, but it's unbridgeable. I can't put A together with B because I have pasul schach in the middle.
Right, but if it's 3.9 tefachim of pasul schach, then we're fine, because we're saying the lavud from what you have drawn as B extends over to the part of A, even though that is pasul schach.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that sort of is the absurdity that Rav is raising, because what I'm doing is I'm saying lavud, right? So the avir is not a problem. But hey, so I end up right over, right, that bridge, but I still have pasul schach. So how can I combine the two areas? How can I combine A to B? That's really Rabba's question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh. Let's just pick up from the third line from the top on the base. Hafloga. But if you say that it's about hafloga, I translate hafloga as a gap. Is there a better translation than it? A split, a division, right? If that's the reasoning behind it, Mali ispalig bischach pasul, Mali ispalig, Mali bischach pasul va'avir. What difference does it make if the separation, the division is because of schach pasul, or if the separation slash division is because of schach pasul and avir? What difference does it make? So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye responded, he said, Ulamar Nami, but even according to you, Nihi delo shavu shiurayhu besuka gedola, but besuka kitana milu shavu shiurayhu. Right? Abaye says, let's say I have a small sukkah, a minimum size sukkah, a sukkah that's 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. Now, if the sukkah is 7 by 7, so then effectively, this you need a majority of schach kosher to be kosher. So there's no way, if I have a sukkah that's 7 by 7, there's no way I have anything less than 4 tefachim of kosher schach. So if that's the case, so the measurement of airspace, right, and the measurement of schach pasul would both invalidate the sukkah the same way. Right, you can't say that. Right, Rabba's argument is that schach pasul and avir are governed by completely different rules. That schach pasul is based on a rule that's a shear, that's the measurement, that's the threshold. But avir is governed by a different rule. Avir is governed by a rule of whether it's a gap. So comes one Abaye, and Abaye says, hey, that doesn't make any sense in the context of a small sukkah. Because in the context of a small sukkah, they have to be governed by the same rule. So the Gemara says, no, Abaye, you're not saying anything of substance. In the small sukkah, the sukkah that is 7 by 7, it's not that in that case, the avir has the same rules as the schach pasul. It's just that you're lacking the requisite dimension for a sukkah kshera. And that's the response of the Gemara. Let's just read on. Let's pause over here. Let's pause the Gemara over here. And I want to do a Tosfos with you. This bottom Tosfos. Ilu Ika, the Tosfos Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom. Ilu Ika Schach Pasol Pachos Me Arba, the Avir Pachos Me Gimel, Mai Sheira. Right? This again is the absurdity case. If you have Schach Pasol less than four Tfachim, Avir Pasol less than three, would it be kosher? So Tosfos just explains the aim ba'avir shiur lefsol, the aim b'schach pasul shiur lefsol. Right, that we neither have the amount of avir necessary to invalidate the sukkah, nor do I have the amount of schach pasul necessary to invalidate the sukkah. So therefore, ein mitztarfim zat imze lefsol kevan de lo shavu shiurayhu lahadodi. Therefore, the two cannot combine because the shiurim are not the same. Kidamrinan, like we just said. But in other words, Tosfos has not added anything to our Gemara. Umihu. Hecha de'iko shnei tzvachim schach pasol. Ushnayim shel schach pasol. Va'avir mafsik b'neihem pachos migimol. Iko lespuki im shnei hapsulim mitzdarfen la'arba'a lifsol et hasuka. Deshema came in the avir mafsik bintayim lo mitzdarfi. Oshema came the avir keva and the aim ba avir gimel mitzdarfen. Okay, does anyone want to explain the suffix of Tosfos? I'll draw the picture first. Right? The picture is that I have this is two of schach pasul. Then I have 2.9 of avir. It would be easier, actually, if I had different colors. I think there is a way of doing different colors. Okay. And then I have another two of schach pasul. So this is the suffix of Tosfos. Anyone want to explain this one to me? Should I try to draw a better picture?
So I guess there's two different ways that you can try to, two different, I guess, trains of thought for understanding this. Either you can say that the airspace in the middle will prevent the two groups of pasul schach from joining together. And that's just because there's physically a separation. Or you can say that, like, the notion of yiver only exists when you have it in the unit of three tefachim or more. So less than three tefachim is like nothing. So then they would effectively, and then if the yiver is like nothing, then you have 2 + 2 effectively next to each other, which should then be four, and then that would, quote, join together to be a pasul.
Exactly. What Tosfos has a suffix is when I say that airspace less than three tefachim is lavud. Right? So what does lavud mean? Does lavud mean that I ignore the airspace and it's like the airspace doesn't exist? This is already deep philosophy. The airspace doesn't exist. Alternatively, what it means is a collapse together. Does airspace of 2.9 tfachim not exist? Or does the airspace of 2.9 tfachim give me halachic license to combine the two areas? If I'm combining the two, so now what I have is pasul schach of four, which is a problem. So Tosfos is raising the type of question that they would kick you out of school if you would raise this question. Like, well, when I say airspace less than three tefachim is not a problem, does that mean that it doesn't exist, so we combine the stuff on the two sides? Or is it that it exists, but it doesn't create a problem, right? Is it, right? There's something along those lines. That's the suffix of Tosfos.
Wait,
I understand the suffix, but in this case, the way I'm hearing it is that you come out with the same conclusion, though. Like, if the air doesn't exist, then they combine, and if you can ignore it, then they also combine.
No. If the air doesn't exist, so then they combine. Like, if lavud means that they're, so then they collapse, they touch each other. Alternatively, I could say the airspace less than 3 tfachim doesn't collapse the two sides together. It just stays there. It stays there as air. It stays there as, and I'm not putting them together.
You can combine them if you want to, but you don't have to. So here there you would say, oh, I don't want to combine them.
I can combine them if I want to. Well, I'm never going to want to combine. I mean, I'm not going to want to puzzle sukkah, but
I'm saying in general, the concept of love and in general, like normally you want to combine things so you can, but the separation exists. Whereas here you don't have to. Like, you can say, I don't want to combine them.
I think that's one way of saying it, yeah. Or I could say that since combining it will create a problem, so I will not allow Lavud to combine things to create a problem. Lavud is a halacha l'moshe misinai, which is a special kula that is placed in the miskeret of Hilchos Sukkah. It's a kula. I'm not going to say lavud as a chumrah. Right? Over here, what are you going to tell me? You're going to say lavud, so therefore the two tzvachim on this side combined with the two tzvachim on that side? Well, that would be a way of saying lavud as a chumrah. Like, hey, God, that's not fair. When you stood at Sinai, God, and you taught us this halacha of lavud, that's a kula. That's a leniency. You can't use that one against us. That's not fair, God. That's against the rules, right? What does my 9-year-old son always say? It's not fair. Right? That's the official, I think, every kid's mantra. No? It's not fair. That's another way of saying the suffix in Tosis. Right? So one way of saying the suffix in Tosis is, does Lavud collapse space, or is Lavud not a way of collapsing space, but Lavud is a way of saying that the space still remains? Alternatively, we could, it's the same type of idea, but what we could say is that Lavud is a principle that Chazal instituted for kulas, and we won't use lavud as a chumrah. But that's another way of saying the suffix in Tosfos. Now, the second way of saying the suffix in Tosfos will create a teeny bit of a problem the last three lines of Tosfos. Umehu. Three lines at the bottom. Hecha deleka bepsulim dalid, ba'avir pachos migimul mafsek b'nehem, ein ha'avir mashlimo la'arba'a, ba'meshechoshvo kisatum machmat lavud, delo aminan lavud lahachmir. Okay, does anyone want to explain this? The case over here is like this. Let's say I have 1.8 of schach puzzle. I have 2.9 of air. And then I have 2 of schach puzzle. So 2 plus 1.8 does not yield 4, right? Tosfos says, in this case, it's definitely kosher. Heicha deleka bepsulin daled, if you do not have 4 tzvachim of schach puzzle, and you have avir less than 3 in the middle. Ein ha'avir mashlimo la'arba'a b'meshechosho kisatum. Avir does not make it 4 when we make it satum, when we close it in. De'lo aminan lavud lahachmir, because we don't say lavud lahachmir. So here's the problem. What's the difference between this last case in Tosfos, where Tosfos says, oh, we don't say lovet lahachmir. And the first case in Tosfos, where Tosfos has a suffix, do I say lovet lahachmir or not? What's the difference between the last case of Tosfos and the first case in Tosfos? Is my question like, how come it's so obvious in the last case of Tosfos that it does not work, but in the first case of Tosfos, it is not at all obvious? In the first case, Tosfos has a suffix. If this is 2, so then that's a suffix. But if this is 1.8, Tosfos says it's definitely good. Right? Hasha'ila is patrimu. Why is it?
That's pasoschach right there. That 2? That 1.8?
Right. Let's say that 2 is pasoschach. Just like this 1.8 is pasoschach. If this would be 2, so then that's a suffix in Tosfos. And by the way, it's not just a suffix in Tosfos. Interestingly, Shulchan Aruch, right, just says, yesh lehistapek. We have a suffix, which is kind of a proof that Shulchan Aruch is not meant to be a halachic guide. No?
Because he says he has a doubt?
If I'm writing a halachic text, do this, don't do that. So then I'm not going to write a halachic text that says, I have a question, I'm not sure. Right? People make a mistake. They assume that Shulchan Aruch is a halacha book. This is one of my general theories in life. Shulchan Aruch is a The goal of Shulchan Aruch is not only to teach us halacha. The goal of Shulchan Aruch is also to teach us plain Torah. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch oftentimes will not conclude on the question. Or oftentimes in Shulchan Aruch, there are two different opinions. Like people say, one second, I open the Shulchan Aruch, how can there be two opinions? Right? Like, tell me what to do. And the answer is that Shulchan Aruch is not there only to tell you what to do. Sometimes Shulchan Aruch tells you what to do, sometimes it doesn't. In this case, Shulchan Aruch says, yesh lehis tapek, right? In case one of Tosfos, if I have 2 on one side, 2.9 of air in the middle, 2 on the other side, Tosfos says there's a suffix. But everyone agrees, if I have 1.8 of stach puzzle, 2.9 of avir, then 2 of stach puzzle, everyone agrees it's kosher. Why is it that in the last case of Tosfos, it makes, right? How come in the last case of Tosfos, it is okay? It's definitely kosher. But in the previous case of Tosfos, it's a suffix. What is the difference between these two cases?
Well, it seems like the puzzle schach on both sides of the avir can equal 4. And I'm assuming that's 4 amos. So I guess it's seeing the avir, I don't know, almost as non-existent, or like the lovet situation is kind of gluing the two sides together.
Good. In other words, in the first case of Tosfos, there's a suffix. So avir collapses and the 2 plus the 2 creates 4 potentially, which creates a problem. But if I have 2 plus 1.8, so lavud does not add substance. Lavud can't add matter. Lavud could not exist. The airspace collapses. So if it collapses, I have 3.8. But 3.8 is still kosher. Don't tell me that because in reality you have 2.9 of avir, so therefore it should be a problem. Because if you want to say it's a problem, that means that you're saying the avir adds space. And that is impossible. The halacha of lavud is that we collapse something onto itself, but we are not adding space based on lavud. So far, so good?
When you're saying collapsed, is that bringing... I mean, the first case seems to tell me no, that it's not bringing the two sides together through this process of lavud. Like, there's a suffix there that might be what's happening?
Right. So one, again, the collapsing approach, I'm saying, is the chumra possibility in the suffix. Right? So the chumra possibility in the suffix in case one is that the airspace collapses, and therefore I have four tfachim. But even according to the chumra possibility of case one, it would not invalidate case two, because acharei kichlos hakol, in case two, I only have 3.8, and the rule of lavur does not allow me to add any substance.
So, I guess it seems like what Tosfos is arguing then is that there's no possible way that avir takes on the quality of pasal schach. Like that's not how we should understand lava to work.
Exactly. That possibility for Tosfos is untenable. The possibility that avir becomes pasal schach is not true. It can't exist. So I'm uncertain if I should. Okay, any questions or comments or observations on this? I have more to say, but I'm worried that it will confuse things considerably. I'd rather leave the shiur in a place where things make sense. Any questions or comments? Or if someone wants to point out why what we said tonight makes absolutely no sense, I'm happy continuing. But what we said makes absolutely no sense, Ripke Bager asks. But I'm just a little bit worried about opening that box now. Okay, so let's leave it like this. Okay, Chevra, should have a wonderful Shabbos, and we should continue learning Torah, Mirtz Hashem, next week.
It's a real cliffhanger to leave us on, Rabbi Schwartz.
Yeah. Right. Hey. I'm just worried that if I'm going to start this Kasher Ripke Ve'eger, it will. I'd rather leave things where we all understand it. And it's not. This is hard enough as it is. I don't think we should make it more complicated than it has to be now.
Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz.
Okay, Chever, have a very good Shabbos. And. All the best. No, let me.
Rabbi Schwartz, are you sending out a recording with the video?
I will send out. I'll upload it to YU Torah with the video. Okay. I think it works. That's what Tanya asked me to do, and we're going to try. Okay, Chevra, have a good night. Good job.
Thank you.